Kent Oil and Jet Mornings here with Kent. 8:40 now. Thanks for the company. At 22 for the high today. We get lots of sunshine for both today and tomorrow. And a little bit of a change coming up for Thursday. Maybe some rain. Welcome to the show, Debbie Graves from Nanaimo. I really thought that you, like the listeners, would love to hear this story. It's one of those twist of fate stories. And before we get to this actual health diagnosis, it all kind of started with a fall on a boat. Do you remember like how that happened? Did you know right away you could have hurt yourself, or like was it something you walked away from?
Oh yeah, I knew right away. I fell on the swim grid at the back of the boat, and my ribs hurt pretty bad. Yeah, and it lasted for at least a couple months and didn't really get better.
But it was something that you walked away from, right? It was just sort of irritating days later?
Yeah, it was very painful. Like, I had problems if you took a deep breath or laughed or, you know, did different things that really hurt. Mm-hmm. And then in September, I was in the garden, and all I was doing, I had a wheelbarrow full of leaves. No big deal, right? I went to dump it, and I fractured my back, and it's like, oh my God, there's something serious wrong. I couldn't move, right?
You go to the doctor, and the doctor says you fractured your back?
Oh, yeah. Just by dumping the wheelbarrow, right? I fractured two vertebrae in my back. Oh. And it was weird because I went to physio and different things, and everybody was kind of treating me like I was crazy, like it was all in my head, and I was in such pain, right? I couldn't roll out of bed or do anything. My husband had to help me. Like, I was like, what is wrong? And then finally I got x-rays, and that's when they found out the lesions on my bones and went looking for a diagnosis of what was wrong.
And that's when you find out you have multiple myeloma.
Mm-hmm. Never heard of it, right?
Debbie Graves joins us now, and she's from Nanaimo, going to be part of a big fundraiser coming up for this multiple myeloma. Found out about it by accident. And what stage are you at right now, if you don't mind me asking?
Really bad at first, obviously, right?
Right.
And then the first medications they put me on didn't work, and it was pretty scary. And then a new drug came out in May, and it was a Ronde drug for me, and I feel pretty darn good.
Tell us a little bit about multiple myeloma.
Multiple myeloma is a blood cancer that affects the white blood cells and interferes with the production of healthy blood cells in the bone marrow. And these abnormal cells take over and different body parts, such as your bones and kidneys, and you get lesions, which makes your bones very susceptible to breaks, right?
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
How's the family dealing with it right now?
You know what? My family has been wonderful, and my friends, I can't say enough about the help and support I've had. Like, at the very beginning when I was so sick, I had one girlfriend that was just making me all these freezer meals to keep in the fridge because I couldn't really do anything, right? And then another friend, I'm one of the unlucky people that got renal failure, and that only happens in 20 to 40% of people. And normally your kidneys kick back in, but in my case it didn't. So now I'm on dialysis 8 hours a day, every day.
Oh.
And
So you're part of this big fundraiser. Talk to us about the fundraiser that's coming up for the island. It's based out of Nanaimo as well, right?
Yes, correct. It's for the island. It's a 5-kilometer walk on Monday, September 6th at 9 a.m. at the Lions Pavilion. And the goal is to raise money for awareness and raise money for research to find a cure.
And the website?
Myelomamarch.ca.
Myelomamarch.ca. Debbie, I really appreciate the time you spent with us, and very interesting story for sure. And hopefully it helps somebody else maybe discover that pain might not be normal.
That's correct, right?
Right.
Yeah, because it was something that until I hurt myself, like sore ribs are a big indicator apparently, but until I hurt myself, I had no idea, no symptoms really. So it's a hard one to diagnose for sure.
Save more on Pandora Jewelry.